They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh, my goodness. Curry.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. Holy shit, we got an episode, Joseph, don't we?
Yes, Nathan, we do have quite an episode today.
Holy fuck, what a week, though. What a week. JT Miller. The NHL finally got traded. Then the Canucks proceed to make another trade 4 hours later after that JT Miller trade. Get into that. Mikhail Granlund and Cody Ceci got traded to Dallas from San Jose. Touch on that in the NHL. I don't really know how much Four Nations talk we'll get into this week because we get a... That's more of a next week conversation, I think, when everything's off, I feel like, but... Then we're probably going to go to the NBA because we had maybe the biggest, no, not maybe, I would definitely say it's probably the biggest trade of all time.
Yeah, that or Kareem.
Yeah, and if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis trade. Kyle Kuzma for Chris Middleton was this morning. We'll talk about that. Jonas Valanciunas is on the move. And breaking news as of like 20 minutes ago as we start recording, Jimmy Butler is going to Golden State, so we're going to touch on that. Then we're going to go over our Super Bowl preview because we need to do that and black magic our way to an Eagles win somehow, even though the Chiefs...
We'll do a ritual.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do a satanic ritual. Yeah. Actually, well, maybe not because Mahomes does that. We'll pray to some kind of deity.
And then I guess we haven't talked about Max Scherzer signing because that, I believe, came out like Wednesday or Thursday when so we haven't touched on that. We'll touch on that a little bit. A couple other signings. MLB's really not going to be important. It's mainly going to be the trades this episode, and I guess Super Bowl is also a big deal. But Joseph, before we get going, how are we doing tonight? How much snow you get over there?
Fair amount. I mean, it's been a couple days, so the roads are decent. But the Greater Vancouver area, there's few things that derail us more than a bit of snow.
It's always my favorite watching people.
So Sunday was an issue. I had to get one of my friends to drive me to my commentary gig because, as you know, Nathan, the Mazda 3 does not have snow tires. But yeah, it's fine now. We're chilling. You saw my house in the snow.
Yeah, I love watching people who don't know how to drive in snow drive in snow. It's kind of amusing at times. But
yeah, it's supposed to snow another 5 centimeters tonight, Nathan. I know you're a big 5 centimeter guy. But yeah, it's going to snow over 5 centimeters here tonight. I don't know about you guys.
I don't know if it's supposed to snow overnight, to be honest. I think maybe like a chance, if anything, but I don't really think anything's coming, at least for another couple days. Maybe there's a chance, but we'll see. All right. JT Miller. He is fine. The feud is over. He's on the move to the New York Rangers, like long everyone's expected. They're currently losing right now. I find it funny, but... No, nonetheless, he was flipped along with Eric Brandstrom and Jackson Dorrington.
Woo!
That's actually what I said when it first happened because I'm a Canucks diehard.
I vaguely knew of who he was.
And I did not know who Jackson Dorrington was.
Yeah.
In exchange, the Canucks receive Filip Hedl, a first round pick this year that is top 13 protected, I believe it was.
Yep, that's correct. Doesn't matter now.
We'll get there eventually. And Victor Mancini. Me and Joseph have very differing takes on this trade. But Joseph, you go, you know, like always, you go first.
Okay. In the near week it's been, my views have changed slightly. When this trade was announced, as a Greater Vancouver area resident and kind of a quasi fan of the team, because I like to flip flop, as you know, I thought the Canucks got utterly hosed in this trade. I like Filip Hedl. He's a good middle six player. I think if the Canucks are lucky, they can get a couple 50-point seasons out of him. He's nowhere near JT Miller. Victor Mancini is a B-list prospect. If me and our pal Zach Clark were talking about this the other day, if you put Victor Mancini's skills into Eric Brandstrom's body, he's not a prospect in this system. All right, so he's a B-list prospect at best. We'll see what he does. Apparently, a second pair potential. We'll see if he gets a shot. I mean, they can't keep playing Noah Juulsen, and they know that. But you know. And then a first round pick, which we'll get to that later. Let's assume they kept the first round pick. It's fine. I mean, this draft is supposed to be pretty good. So it probably would have been in the mid to low 20s. But you know, the return was what it was. At the time, I really didn't like it. I was really pissed off that Pettersson and Miller let it get to this point, because now it's once Rutherford did his interview, he all but confirmed it. Well, he did confirm it, so I shouldn't say all but he confirmed it. And I know you disagree with me on this take. He never should have made that interview. He blew all of his leverage. He every
I don't disagree with that take.
okay,
I mean,
but.
I didn't. I thought the timing was weird. I think I said last week the timing just didn't make sense to me, seeing as, okay, you're saying this now. Why after we win two in a row, I believe it was. Does that mean a trade's coming this week? That was kind of my
Well,
hunch,
what
and
it
turns out it was true.
telegraphed, yeah, what it well it, what it telegraphed to me was their situation between the two of them was way worse than people thought it was, and that it's deeper than people thought. Like, there was no chance they could go on a 15 game winning streak and it couldn't be fixed. It was never going to be fixed. That's what it told me. So they had to trade him, and I'm just frustrated that these two players that are adults, they're not rookies, let it get to this point, because the Canucks have their first great season in so many years, and it takes one crappy half season to tear it all down. I've said that many times before. It's frustrating. JT Miller was one of my favorite players to watch in my life, in my Canucks watching career. He wasn't without warts. He can be a bit of a spaz. I grew tired of him constantly slamming his stick and swearing. The fact of the matter is, when you needed him, he performed, and that's something I can't really say about Elias Pettersson just yet. Will that change? I don't know. I hope so. But fact of the matter is, now that JT Miller is gone, there are no excuses for Elias Pettersson. I know he's had, I think, two assists in the three games since Miller's been traded. It's fine. It's not 11-6, but you know, maybe he's still injured. Maybe his knee's still bothering. Whatever. We'll get to Pettersson in a minute. The trade is, it's in the week that's passed. I said I changed my view a little bit. I now realize that there was no viable solution to keeping them together. And because of JT Miller's no move clause, his full no move clause, which Rutherford and Alvin signed him to, there was really probably only one or two teams. He has familiarity with the Rangers. He wanted to be in the Eastern United States. It's well within the realm of possibility that he decided, you know what, Rangers, and that's it. So you could say their hands were tied. I mean, Filip Hedl, he's had a nice couple games as a Canuck. He's a good player, very injury prone, and doesn't typically perform in the playoffs. I mean, second or third liner, Mancini B-list prospect, and the first round pick's gone. So I just don't think it's a great return. I don't think it's as terrible as I initially thought. I mean, they weren't going to play Branstrom, so what's the point? Like, you might as well have gotten rid of him. No one picked him up on waivers. I don't think he's with the New York team at the moment. I think he's in Hartford.
Yeah, I think
And
so.
what's the guy's name? Dorrington. I'd barely heard of him. He's like a
Apparently, he
six four.
wasn't going to get signed from what I
Yeah.
was hearing.
Yeah. So you know what? Fine. So it's basically Miller. Because if Branstrom gets called up and scores a couple of goals, cool. He's not going to be a long-term piece in New York. Or I'd be stunned if he would. But fact of the matter is, it's just a disappointment from everybody involved. You're disappointed in Miller for having a down season, for letting his emotions get the best of him, and for ruining his relationship with their second most important player behind Quinn Hughes. Disappointed in Pettersson for being so sensitive all the time, and he owns it too. He's 25, 26. Disappointed in Rick Tocchet for losing control of the locker room. Disappointed in Jim Rutherford for leaking the information and killing a lot of his leverage. I'm just disappointed in general. This is a trade that we all knew was coming, but a part of me held out hope that they would keep Miller around. We'll see if they give Pettersson the boot. I think if that's going to happen, it's going to happen at the draft. I think he'll stick around for the rest of the season at the very least. No more excuses for him. No more excuses for this team, because I heard reports that there's still some drama in that locker room. So as a trade, I'll
Where?
give.
I haven't heard that.
I think they're. I don't. It was like Pagnotta or something. So
Oh, I
take
don't
it
care
with
about what he
yeah. Take
says.
it take it with a grain of salt. But I do think that there are some players who are looking at Pettersson being like, okay, step it up, right? Because now they made their choice, and it's the right choice because he's younger and better, in theory at least. But you know, he needs to step it up. I don't want to hear any more excuses from him. Period. So the trade, I'm going to give them a C.
Okay. You could, like, from everything I'm hearing, it wasn't a trade request, but it was sounded like JT Miller wanted to move on. Or he
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
he would wish he would have stayed. He wish it would have worked out, but he probably knew it was time for his family reasons, his whatever reasons. It sounded
Wow.
like he was ready to move on. Sounds like Canucks was ready to move on. They kind of came to the conclusion, okay, it's not going to work between you and Pettersson. Obviously, we have to choose one. The logical one is Pettersson. And easier, I guess Pettersson's easier to trade. What am I saying? But going to New York for him, it's a good fit, right? He's been there before. The organization likes him. They drafted him. I guess not the same GM anymore, but and now his best friend is playing on the team too, and Vincent Trocheck, and he's living with him. So
Yeah.
good for Miller. I'm still like, and I'm still rooting for Miller. I
So am
will.
I. I love
I
Miller.
have a pretty love-hate relationship with him, but like, you want him to succeed. Do
When
I
he
want?
is on his game, he's a top 10 center in the league. When he's off his game, he's a top 300 center.
Ooh, that's low.
Well, when he's off his game, he's doing nothing.
Now, I like the thought of getting off Miller because, yes, he was really good last year, 103 points. Yes, he's still having, like, I think he was like 35 points in 40 games at the time of the trade. Yes, he's still having an all right season this year, but he's 32 years old. He's kind of shown like he's been injured at times this year. He's playing through like some shoulder or back thing. I don't know what it is. And he just seemed mentally checked out. It like the reports was that they've been working on a deal for like 2 months now. And that's about the time frame where you kind of notice his play start to drop off. The return is underwhelming to a degree. Yes, you weren't getting like if you were just taking JT Miller as a player straight up. No contract involved, whatever. You're probably
No
getting
baggage, yeah.
top prospect and two firsts.
Yeah.
But the contract takes him to age 37 or 38, I believe, paying him $8 million, full no move clause for another 2 years, I believe, after this, and then a partial no move, the last couple years of the deal. It's tough to move that contract. And when he's already showing signs of decline a little bit this year, starting to prove that he might be injured, and his physical play style doesn't really seem like it will suit well going into his late 30s. The return was going to be a little underwhelming. Hedl, I was a little like a little sketch on concussion issues, you know, whatever. But he actually looked pretty good in Vancouver. I don't think he's going to be some key core piece he's going to become. I think he's at best a low 2C, high 3C center, which he pretty much already is at this point. But another thing with him, I believe I saw something like players under playing under 14 minutes a night. Forwards, he was like near the top in terms of points per game. So maybe you just need to change scenery.
Oh,
And
that's
yeah.
undoubted. He definitely needed one. Laviolette didn't like him.
The first round pick, yeah, I'm glad they got that. And the fact that they got off Miller without any retention is a positive in my opinion. Mancini, apparently he's like a late bloomer. I don't know. Their defense already kind of, we'll get to their defense in a bit because, but it's already starting to look better, and I don't know where he's going to really fit in terms of that. I immediately texted you, right? You were all over this. You're like, I hate this trade, blah, blah, blah. This sucks. What a disappointing return. I was like, Joseph, calm down. You know they're going to do something with the pick. I'm not fully judging this trade until they do something with like Hedl or the pick, because it was, I knew they would. I didn't think it was going to come 4 hours later, but I knew they were moving this pick before the deadline, knowing the Canucks and knowing Alvin and Rutherford. So I said, wait till you get the full trick. Wait till we move that, then I'll judge it fully. Now we've done it. We flipped it. Do we want to move into that right away now?
Yeah, real quick, with Hedl, I am wanting to see, because on the surface, he does not seem like a Rick Tocchet player. Speed and skill, no defense. If Rick Tocchet ruins him, I'm going to be very pissed. Now, lots of time, he's looked good to start. A lot of cool zone entries, which isn't usually Tocchet's game. He's very dump and chase heavy. But this is a litmus test for Rick Tocchet. You just got rid of Miller. You need Hedl to work. You can't Kuzmenko him. Okay, so I'm watching you, Rick. I'm watching you.
I did find it funny how Hedl and O'Connor were like some of their best puck
I know.
entry guys in the game. But then talking after the game is like, yeah, I like the way they were able to get in the zone. Kind of hope it rubs off on some of the other guys. I'm like,
You
isn't your
dumbass.
coaching style dump and chase?
I
Dump
know.
and get on the forecheck? I don't know. But then 4 hour like 4 hours later,
Less, I think.
I think it broke at like 9:30.
Okay.
And like they played in Dallas. The Miller trade stuff came out around four. I don't think it was made official till like six or something. I don't know. The reports were like at five though that it was what was going on. They played at five, lost. About an hour after the game ends, we find out that they're already trading the first round pick they acquired to Pittsburgh, along with Vincent Desharnais, Danton Heinen. I'm missing somebody. Didn't they give a pros? Oh yes, their third round pick from the past year. I forget his name. I'm blanking on it. Some Swedish dude forward. I
Who
know him.
cares?
Bald? No, he was their top.
Who wasn't? I gotta look this up. Hold on.
I'll find it. I'll find it. Anyways, in return comes Marcus Pettersson, Drew O'Connor, and I believe that was it. It was just those two. There was no
Yeah.
other pick involved. Yeah. Let's see. I got the trade here. Melvin Fernstrom was right. That's who it was.
Okay. I don't even know who that
He
is.
was our
Can't be
third.
that. Can't be
He was
that good.
third rounder this past year, and he was technically our top pick because we didn't have a first and a second.
Yeah.
I like this trade. I know people have been kind of dunking on it a little bit of late, or like when it came out. I like this trade. Danton Heinen, you weren't really doing
Lost.
much. You were a penalty killing guy. You weren't doing much, is what
Yeah.
it is. Vincent Desharnais, you get off that contract. Fine by me. Melvin, like I think the cost, like why Fernstrom is in this deal is to get off the Desharnais and Heinen contract. The first round pick, you knew they were going to trade it. Were they going to trade it for another center? Were they going to trade it for defense help? Were they going to trade it for both? Maybe. We don't know. Well, now we do. They traded it for Marcus Pettersson. Steep price for a pending UFA. I think the expectation is he's going to get signed. They will.
You better.
He. It sounds like he's going to get signed. I wouldn't be
Good.
surprised if, like, within the next week, he gets signed.
Yep, I hope so. That'd be a colossal
For
failure if he left.
Nations break? Question mark. That's actually a really good time, I feel like, to get it done.
Yeah, because he won't be there, I don't think.
No, he's not.
No, so yeah, like anything else to say on that one? Because I got some thoughts.
Drew O'Connor also, I think, could get signed. I believe if they're going to do anything, it'll be similar to like Danton Heinen's contract, like 2x2, I think it was, or 2x2.5, 2.25, I think is what it was. But they get off $4.25 million in this deal. They get off around like 3.65, I think, from the Miller deal, moving Miller for Hedl. Suddenly, they have a lot of cap space for next year. And I guess this year too, but mainly next year is, but obviously I'm assuming Pettersson gets signed. I'm gonna say he's gonna sign for like 6x6.5. That's what I hope for.
Yeah. Now, one thing we have to remember with these cap hits is the cap is going way up. So we need to redefine how we look at $6 million. What we need to start looking at is percentage of the cap taken up. That's going to be kind of the new cap hit, I think, the next few years, because the cap's going up, up, up. They're getting more revenue from the Four Nations tournament, expansion fees. They have the Utah fee they just got. They're going to keep expanding. It's free money for them. So that's one thing also with the Miller trade. You do open up a lot of cap space. I think with the rising cap, his contract wouldn't have aged as poorly as it would have, say, if the cap was growing at the rate it had been the past couple of years, like $1 million a year or so. So that's an important thing to notice. With the first round pick for Marcus Pettersson, there's a few key aspects. Number one, Vincent Desharnais was a cataclysmic failure with the Canucks. Didn't work whatsoever. He can't move the puck, despite him actually being like a decent skater. It's very weird.
He was actually
Can't.
decent defensively too. Like he was a good
It's
penalty
just he
killer.
can't.
He
He
just can't move a
cannot move the
puck.
puck.
No.
Once he's outside his own blue line, he's utterly useless. And he took a smorgasbord of penalties, which were just killing them. So he had to go. Didn't work. He's got a fresh start in Pittsburgh. Hopefully they don't overuse him because really he's just a number six defenseman. Cool that he's tall and right-handed, but he's not really good at anything outside of like occasionally hitting people. Danton Heinen didn't work either. He just doesn't really do anything but be good defensively. And I know that sounds like a wet dream for Rick Tocchet, but you need more than that out of someone you're paying over $2 million. I know he's a local guy. I know he's a PJHL legend, as Mr. Clark would say, but you know, he's just nothing special. And you have players like, I'd like to see Linus Karlsson get more run. I know he doesn't really do much. First career goal the other day, but I would like some more out of the younger guys. Get a little bit younger through this trade. That Swedish third round pick you mentioned, not a huge deal. I mean,
Wasn't
they're the
wasn't
Canucks.
he was going to be like 3 years
Yeah,
away, if
the
anything.
Canucks can't develop forwards anyway, so does it really matter? Like Klimovich bust, Ratu mid,
I
Baines
mean,
mid.
Klimovic was a Benning draft pick, but
Yeah, I know, but second round pick, you gotta get something out of that. They
that
should
was
have
a
sent him
Benning
to the
draft
Q.
pick,
They should have
but
sent him to junior hockey. Huge mistake putting him to Abbotsford at 19 or whatever he was. But story for another day. So the first round pick, which is probably going to be in the early 20s, as we established, because I think the Rangers are going to make a run here. I know they're losing to Boston right now, but Miller's looked really good. He was involved in the first goal, didn't get an assist, but it was his forecheck. Okay, you need, with a capital N, to sign Marcus Pettersson to a good long-term deal, nothing over 6.5. You have to play him big minutes, and you cannot shoot yourself in the foot with Carson Soucy. Right? Unless you're incredibly confident in the future of DPD, as we like to say, as Elias Pettersson, because he's looked great recently. It's very early. Caution yourself a little bit. It's a lot to give up for Marcus Pettersson. You have to sign him and you have to deploy him properly. Because he's left-handed, he's not going to play with Quinn Hughes. You have to put him on the second pairing with a proper partner, and you have to sign him to a reasonable deal. Because it looks like right now they're done with Soucy, which is really disappointing because he was so good last year. That was something I was concerned about, elevating Soucy and Myers to the second pairing when they were so good as basically a third pairing defenseman. It's just we've been hearing whining all year long about how much they miss Ian Cole and Zadorov to a lesser extent. I don't want to play this game again with Carson Soucy because outside of like the last 15 games, he's been pretty productive and he's not all that expensive. I think he makes 3.6.
3.25, I believe.
Yeah, so he's not expensive, and especially not expensive with the cap going up. So Pettersson's great. I just hope it doesn't come at the expense of Carson Soucy. And full stop, if they don't sign him, we all think they will. And you know, I trust Rutherford and Alvin to get it done. Let's just say he walks for nothing. Cataclysmic failure. That completely changes the landscape of the Miller trade.
Agreed.
Because
Yeah,
as much as
100%.
I like Drew O'Connor, he's nothing special. And he's a free agent too, if I'm not mistaken. So
Yeah, he's pending. Yep.
like they could sign him. I wouldn't give him anything more than 2.5, maybe 3 at the most.
I'd give him two.
Yeah.
He's
So like,
about Heinen level,
yeah,
so.
I think he's a little better. Although Heinen's been good in depth stints, it just didn't work here for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Sign Pettersson. Not 211.6, but sign Pettersson.
Cap going up, maybe he gets up to like seven, I could see. But realistically, I think the smart contract is like a 6 by 6.5.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's what I would give.
Just get it done. Make a few more moves. I think you're now at the point where you have to trade Besser. I don't think they're making a run this. I mean, they might make the playoffs but and get killed, but because Calgary's faltering finally, but you know.
I looked at some of the cap, like the contract projections for that this one company puts out. They had Pettersson around, I think, 6 year, like just under six. That I don't know. I forget if that was before the cap rise situation. I think it was before, so it probably went up. So I'm comfortable giving him 6 by 6.5.
That's
He
fine.
he's actually a good defensive defenseman too. This year he's tailed off a little bit because getting asked to do, I think he was getting asked to do too much in Pittsburgh, and he was playing with Erik Karlsson, which. You're probably not going to be that great defensively when you have Erik Karlsson on your pair. Soucy, yeah, I'm like suddenly though, like it's weird to say this because coming into the year you thought, okay, Vancouver's strong suits are their forwards and like their depth and their goaltending, and then you have Quinn Hughes and Hronek, and other than that, defense kind of sketchy, right? Turns out the defense was way bigger of a problem than we thought because we had Soucy and Myers regress back down to normal a little bit. Hronek got hurt.
And he hasn't been good when he's played.
Been all right.
Not good enough.
He looked good, really good last night. I didn't watch, but I saw the highlights, but everything I saw, he looked really good. But suddenly, if you look at like their defense for next year, they look really strong back there. And that's weird. Now it's the forwards that need work. Because you go, do we think Will Ander can make the team next year?
Well, let's just think about it. Hughes, Hronek, first pair.
I would go, if Will Ander makes the team, I'd go Hughes, Will Ander.
That's too early. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Okay, and then Pettersson and who Myers
I was
or
well, that's I was gonna go Pettersson and Hronek.
okay. We're assuming they're talking because he's so stubborn. He won't put people on their offside. It'll just be left, right, left, right, left, right. And then Soucy, I think, is good as gone. DPD and then someone third pair. Hopefully not Noah Juulsen.
No, I think
That would be,
Mancini at that point, if
yeah.
anything.
Like they can't continue with Juulsen. I know he was scratched last night. Good story. Can't continue.
No. That's why, maybe you don't want to put Lander up there already. That's fine. Maybe you go him with Pettersson then. And then you go Hughes
Yeah.
Myers and then
That's a young
Hronek
third
DP
pair.
and
Oh, no, never mind. Never
go
mind.
like
God, like, this is fucking me up, all
the
these
whole
stupid
balanced route,
Pettersons.
I guess.
Yeah, now there's three Pettersons on the team. It's screwing me up. But yeah, I could see like a Willander, Marcus Pettersson.
Because I think Will Ander. I'm starting to get really high on Will Ander.
I mean, I hope
Not
so. They don't have any
really
other
high, like to
defense.
the point where he's going to be like this elite stud. I think he's just going to be a really nice complimentary two-way guy.
God, at the 11th overall pick, complimentary two-way. We'll see.
No,
The
like not like that though. Like
I
he's
know,
not going to be
I know,
some stud, but
I
like
know.
he's going to be
The
a
point,
good NHLer.
at the end of the day, with these trades, it's clear that this group wasn't going to work. It was irreparably damaged, and they had to do something. Did they do the best they could? No, I don't think so. Time will tell on how well they did, because
Now,
they couldn't move forward.
I know we were texting about this. I would love Josh Norris. I don't think the Senators will sell him before the deadline. I think it's more of an off-season conversation, but I could realistically see the Canucks flip Besser if they're not comfortable giving him a long-term deal. Trade him to, I don't know, let's say trade him Minnesota, let him do it, like make it a sign and trade. You could get a haul for him in that case. Maybe you flip some of these pieces in that haul for Josh Norris. I have no clue what I was trying to ask you what Josh Norris trade value would be at this point. No clue. Not a clue.
Yeah, he's a really
It's
weird
a
player.
weird situation because he's on a long-term deal, but he's been hurt. He hasn't really been playing up to his contract value.
Recently, he has been.
Okay.
He's just a weird player
Yeah.
because when he's on, he's 100% worth it. When he's off, he's a third liner. He makes 7.85. He's a center, but he doesn't drive play. He's chronically injured. He's had three shoulder surgeries. He's injured right now, a couple weeks apparently. Don't read too much into that because Four Nations is coming up. A couple weeks means three games. Apparently, it's mid body. It's not his shoulder, which is huge. He's best friends with Brady Tkachuk and Quinn Hughes because they're all from like the general area. They're all US NDP guys, National Team Development Program. With Josh Norris, I'm hesitant if I'm the Senators to trade him. You are f what? Well, now that he's injured, I don't think they're going to trade him whatsoever. But even if he wasn't, finally in a playoff race. You know, you're doing well recently. They lost last night, but they played well. They need to make the playoffs this year, and trading Norris would be a bad sign to the fans who have been through a lot recently. In terms of the offseason, depends on how the rest of the season goes. Maybe. The thing is, their prospect cupboard is pretty bare. They don't really have any good forward prospects. I think their best forward prospect,
The Canucks
God, it Ottawa.
or Ottawa,
Yeah, like it's rough,
Tyler
man. It's like,
Boucher.
fuck no, he's not a prospect. It's like Javier Borgo, the old Oiler first rounder who has like 10 points in 25 games in the AHL.
So it's not like I don't think the Canucks would flip Lekker Mäki in a Joe Norris deal,
No.
but would the like is that going to be what they're going to ask for as like a forward prospect
Yeah,
guy?
well, you have to. You have to. Like, if it's Ottawa to Vancouver, you can't go into that a trade without getting one of Lekkeri Mäki or Willander.
Oh, I don't think the Canucks are doing that.
One of, not both.
I don't think the Canucks would move either.
Well, the thing is, like, who else is it going to be? Then don't give me Jet Wu.
If you want a forward prospect, I guess the next best one is Atu Ratu.
Nope, not worth it. He
Yeah.
isn't very good, Nathan.
Yeah, I mean that's what I
Don't give
think.
me a
But
Neil Solomon either.
that's why I said you move Besser for all maybe
Yes.
a sign and trade haul, and that's where those pieces come from to get Norris.
Yeah, that's a complicated deal to make, but if Norris is going to be a Canuck, like that was something I was wondering with this first round pick that they had from Penguins, like is that going to be a factor in any Josh Norris deal? But they don't have that anymore. Like they just don't have any enough right now for it to make sense. It's going to have to be a draft day deal or something,
Yeah.
because I quite like Josh Norris playing for Ottawa. When he's on, he's great. He's really fast. He's a good penalty killer too. He's added that dimension to his game. He's got a wicked wrist shot. It's just he's not a play driver. And of course, we've never seen him in the playoffs. So,
What about
and remember, Giroux's old. He's declined this year. So, how much winger depth do you have if you're Ottawa? Not very much,
So is it
right?
almost more realistic to be like, here's Besser, we'll take Norris in return?
I don't know. I don't know how that would work cap wise because so many years left on his deal.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do
exactly.
that. I wouldn't do that.
My pipeline dream, I think, for the Canucks come this offseason is trade for Norris with the Besser assets. Maybe go out and sign like a Nikolaj Ehlers.
Ehlers, I gotta tell you, man, Talkett would kill him.
Maybe, but
He would kill him.
Tockett's got to find a way to adapt, or else this team might not go anywhere.
I don't think he can, Nathan. I think he has one set way of doing things, and
Oh
that when it's
yeah.
gone, when
Don't
it's
bring
on,
up Keller. Don't bring up Keller. I
I'm
know we were
not.
talking
Well,
about.
I am gonna bring up Keller, actually.
Oh fuck.
I'm sorry, man. He was a 7th overall pick, and he was doing nothing.
He was on like a
I
55
know.
point pace as a 20 like 2-year-old.
Just be quiet, child. The
Oh.
point is with Rick Tocchet, we all know he's a great coach. He didn't get here by accident. Last year wasn't an accident, but he needs to adapt or die. It's not 1996 anymore. He can't be playing north south all the time, dump it in, rely on big heavy goons at the back. Doesn't always work. Okay, you gotta play like in football, for example. I hate it when teams bring in coaches and they make players play systems that doesn't work. Like when what's a good example of this? Like when JJ Watt had to play a 3-4 defense in Buffalo. Doesn't work. He needs to play edge. He's
In
not
Houston, you mean?
somewhere. The point is,
Oh,
like,
Arizona? Was it when he got traded?
it doesn't matter. The
Oh, speaking, hold on, breaking news, breaking news.
Durant?
Marcus Pedersen contract just got signed.
That's hilarious.
6 years,
Hold on, let me guess.
$5.5 million, baby. I love
Oh
it.
my God, that's such a good deal.
Love it. Hold on, sorry, I knocked my mic over. I love it.
That's a good deal, man.
I love it. Holy
Especially in the
shit.
context of the cap. God, we are the breaking news podcast. Where did you see this from?
The score.
Also, did you see that slow-mo was going to be a Raptor, but it fell through?
What's that?
Slow-mo, Kyle Anderson. He was going to
Yeah,
be
I
it,
heard. I got that tweet. Yeah.
but not anymore. Anyway,
Yeah. So
6 years,
hold on. Do we
five and
want
a
to talk? Do
half.
we want to talk about this extension? I'm
Just
texting you.
quickly, because
Yeah.
we're a long
Well,
time
I
on
mean,
this.
we were just talking 6 by 6.5,
Well,
and we get
six by
six by.
five and a half, that's a real good deal. Especially with the rising cap. That's big. That's a that's
Yes.
a that's a that's an A. It's a real good deal.
That's a phenomenal contract. I
Yeah,
love
so
it.
now you can trade Soucy because you got him under such good value. Right? And if especially if you believe in DP. So good job, Alvin and Rutherford. You get a solid thumbs up.
Fuck, I'm excited. This
That's a
Miller
good
trade's
deal.
looking up, dude. It's looking up. I don't
Well, I mean,
know.
we'll see how Hedl does. But, good, so good deal, good deal. What were we talking about a minute ago?
Fuck. Something about Susie or something. I don't know. Oh, no, wait. I don't know. Norris, Canucks offseason. I don't know. Talk
Yeah,
it.
Canucks
The
offseason.
Keller.
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh,
Fuck.
yeah, Keller. Yeah, talk it.
Yeah.
That he needs to adapt because, like, I don't want to see Lakari Mäki on the fourth line, is my point. When he eventually becomes full time here, I need a few different things out of Tocchet. I know he's a good coach. Fact of the matter is, adapt or die. He needs to prove he can adapt. This is a real good first step by the organization. But like we mentioned, as the Rangers just score, Trocheck, I think.
So I was actually asking my Canucks buddy about this. Do we want the Rangers to succeed this year now,
Yes.
or do we want them to kind of just like suck?
But we don't have their
It doesn't
first, so we
matter
don't
anymore
care.
because we don't have the
Yeah.
pick. But if we did, for example,
If we had the pick, I'd say screw him. Go 14th overall.
so
14th
you want
overall
the
in
pick?
draft. Yeah, I'd want the
Okay,
pick. This is a good
but
draft.
what if they flamed out next year too?
I don't think that's going to happen. James Dolan would kill everybody. But yeah, the point is, at the end of the day, this is a real good start to the deal. But we mentioned before, the defense is in good shape, reasonably. They need wingers,
The cops
especially
do now?
because I think so.
I still think they need a center.
Well, sure, that would be nice too. But the point is, because in a perfect world, Hedl's either third line center or he's on the wing.
Perfect world too. Lekkerimäki is a full-time NHL player next year too, and it's
Yeah,
good.
perfect world. I'm also with Sydney Sweeney. The point is, Sydney Sweeney humor never gets old, by the way. It's just an endless gold mine.
Well, remember when ironically I bring this up because remember when the Miller to the rain like the Rangers inquiring on Miller when he took his leave came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I've inquired about Sydney Sweeney, but we
Yeah, I
both know
know.
that's not happening. Well, it
Yeah.
turns out maybe I can get with
I
Sydney
said, no,
Sweeney.
okay. I hate to bring up Zach Clark for the third separate time in this show, but I'm spending so much time around him recently. I also made a Sydney Sweeney humorous joke to him recently. Let me just pull it up.
I also want to say quickly about Miller too. I forgot to mention this. I do hope we find out what truly happened
We
after
won't.
that Nashville game.
It's going to be a couple of years.
I think it will be a bit, but I don't want the fan base to turn on him off of it.
Miller? Well, there's a rumor that he got in an altercation physically with a member of the staff.
I saw that as well. I don't know how much about it.
Anyway, last we'll end it poetically as we
And
do with this with
okay, yep. And I
well,
want to bring
I
up
have my
something quick
Sydney
after
Sweeney
we go,
joke
but
real quick. Zach was saying to me, "I think you'll come around to Hedl in caps if he can stay healthy." Then I said back exactly 2 minutes later, "I think I'll marry Sydney Sweeney, capital letters, if she settles for dudes who make $20 an hour." So a lot of big ifs in there. Okay, that's all I have to say.
I'm just okay. Canucks announced. Hold on, I just want to.
I know Sarah Volley reported it, so it has to be
Yeah,
true.
no, it's. I think the Canucks announced it. Pretty sure.
Doesn't matter. The
Was a
point is
quote.
they made a good deal and they deserve kudos for it. That's a big first step.
Last question before we go to Granlund and CeCe quickly. Miller, Ring of Honor, or jersey retirement?
Can't
If
be
any.
retired. Can't be
No,
retired.
I don't think he'll be retired.
I
I
think
think.
he was on track to be in the conversation. Because you retired Naslund, who I think Miller is objectively better than, and I think he's not far off from Linden. If he continued on his trajectory, if you win a cup, fuck yeah, no matter what. Different teams have different standards. Like, God, my Senators retired Chris Neal, for fuck's sake. Even though I really like Chris Neal. A tough guy who could play. But no, not after what happened this year.
Ring
Can
of
you
Honor, then?
imagine? I think after a few years.
I think
Well, obviously it's going to be a
I
few
think it's
years.
down the line, if anything.
Yeah, it's a long, we're 15 years away from that conversation.
I think it's like maybe 20 years, to be
Yeah,
honest.
it's going to be a long time. And they already embarrassed themselves with the Luongo Ring of Honor. I'm wondering if they just avoid it.
And another,
Because
like,
he was
do you
so
really want
good.
to keep how many people do you want to keep like adding to the Ring of Honor too? Because it's getting big.
I actually like the concept of the Ring of Honor. I think it's a good B-list honoree thing. I think too many teams retire too many players.
As
Like
long
to
as you
use
don't,
Ottawa again,
as
like they
long as they
retired
don't
Neil
like
and
officially
Phillips.
retire the numbers, like kind of
You
thing.
could take it out of circulation,
Yeah,
like they
for a
do
little
with
bit, but.
Bourdon, different circumstances. But yeah, I think he deserves to be in the Ring of Honor. People are gonna the most underrated part of this, and then I'm done with Miller, done with this conversation, is people forget. Based on all the antics and the stick slamming and the fire he had, he's a fucking good player. When he's on his game, they didn't chant JT Miller for nothing. He was their best player in the playoffs last year. He was their best player the past, best forward at the very least, the past 3 seasons. He's a great, great player when he's on. When he's on his game, he's probably the most passionate, heart-driven player in the league. And those don't grow on trees.
And it one last thing too, I guess I'll say. Probably the coolest moment I've seen as a Canucks fan was when Miller scored in Game 5 last year, and I was at that game live.
Yeah, that was the last
Probably
minute one,
the coolest moment I've seen live because my mom made me go to bed before Burrows scored the Dragon Slayer.
right, I
I
guess you
heard
were
I
like
was listening
six.
to it from my room and I heard them score and I rushed downstairs. She didn't let
That's
me watch
funny.
it.
That's hilarious.
And then I don't think I saw the Bieksa goal live. Obviously got heartbroken in the finals, so that doesn't matter. And then other than that, this past like couple of years, there just hasn't been any cool moments. Like that
I mean,
Miller
there was a
goal.
bubble, but that doesn't really count.
Yeah, that like that was I was sitting at home watching it alone for the most part. So
Yeah. But yeah, good points. He'll be missed. I'll
it
miss him a
was
lot.
and like yeah, just the JT Miller chance after like
There's
the probably the coolest moment, one of them,
a
for
part
me
of me
so.
that wanted them to choose Miller over Pettersson.
Yep,
A bit an irrational part of
I
me.
think there's part of that for everyone. But now,
Because yeah.
fans better support Pettersson. Don't get on him
Sure.
too
It's
hard
a
right
two-way
away.
street. It's a two-way street. You know, we can't have 70.116,
No,
which is
I
what
agree.
he's more or less on pace for. Two-way
Less right
street.
now.
Yeah. So, okay.
Granlund and CC for a first and a fourth that turns into a third if Dallas makes the finals.
This is a bad trade for Dallas.
Yeah, well, I like Granlund. I don't like CC.
I don't like either player. Remember Granlund to when the Penguins traded for him and put him in an offensive role on a team with stakes and he was awful? I
I
see. I
mean,
know. Now,
yeah, but
Pittsburgh was at the end and it was Brian Burke, Ron Hextall, one of the worst GM presidents pairs ever. They ruined that team. That's why they stink now because of the mismanagement on that by those two. But Granlund doesn't do well on good teams. He's all offense and no defense. He cheats for offense. He needs good players to play around him, and Dallas has that. But I just don't think he's very good. Maybe he can be a good supporting guy. Like, I could absolutely be wrong. I could totally see a scenario where he does well there. Cody Ceci's horrible.
yeah, he's bad.
We've been over it many times. Coaches adore him. He's fine in San Jose where you're tanking. You're playing big minutes. He gets caved in. He collects his paycheck. Good for him. It's not a diss against him, like with Travis Hamonic. They're doing their
Not at all.
best, but he's shit. He's terrible. He gets utterly caved in. Coaches love him because of the three big reasons: 6'3", right shot, decent skater. Every coach he's played for loves him, no matter the results. He could have a Corsi 4 percentage of under 30, and coaches will be like, "What?" But I love him. He's just not good. And he can be okay if you shelter him in a third pair role. I will never forgive Chris Knobloch for game one of the Stanley Cup Finals after mountains of evidence showed that he was better playing on the third pairing with Kulak. He put Nurse and CeCe back together and it cost him the game. And you could argue it cost him the series. I just can't believe it. I can't, like, he's terrible, Nathan. He's terrible. He's one of the worst defensemen in the league and he's being traded for a first round pick.
I would have loved if they used their cap space on like some stud forward or defense.
Well, remember Sagan, right? He's on LTIR.
LTIR, and
They're
now
gonna. They're.
Heiskanen's LTIR probably till the
Well, that's
playoffs.
legitimate.
Yes.
So,
But
they
man,
can do anything, really. They can do
they
whatever they
still could
want.
do something, but I just don't like them giving up their first round pick for a deal that involves Cody Ceci.
Now, their first round pick isn't worth much. It's gonna be late,
Yeah.
barring something unexpected. And they don't have, unless you're giving up Maverick Bork, or Stankoven, or they don't really have a ton of prospects. But, you know,
Bichelle, maybe.
Bichelle's no good. Although GMs probably think he's good because he's enormous. But, you know, they like him. I mean, CeCe can be fine if he's supported in a sheltered role on the third pair. He can be a very average third pairing defenseman. Can't trust coaches to not to play him in a role he's ill-suited for.
Think
Can't
about
trust
their
him.
right side now. It's Matt Dumba, Ilya Lyubushkin, and Cody Ceci.
Horrible. That wouldn't even be good at, if you were to time to teleport 2016 prime Matt Dumba there, that's still bad.
With CC and
Yeah.
Lyubushkin,
Well, Lyubushkin's just burr, muscle, grr, I will hit you, which is fine. But you like, geez, that's not good. Not good at all.
I give.
Like, that's probably what they're trying to do. They're trying to upgrade on Lyubushkin here, and they think CeCe is better than Lyubushkin, which
Yeah.
he's not. And Lyubushkin's not good either.
Shall we move to the NBA?
Yes.
Do you want to start with the biggest
Actually,
deal, or
real,
do you want
real,
to start?
real, real,
Okay.
real quick. Real quick. Did I hear rumors that Mark Stone is injured again?
Oh, probably. Wouldn't surprise me.
Because
Maybe, or are
because
they
he's
going
on
to
the
do
Four
it?
Nations.
Or are they going to do it with Petrangelo this year instead?
Petrangelo's playing. That's
Yeah.
so that pisses me off. Like Heiskanen, Four Nations, he's clearly injured. He's gonna be out a couple months, no problem withdrawing. Petrangelo's playing. Like that's such a slap in the face.
What do you think
Don't
about
accept
Hughes
the
too, though?
I
Because
think he'll play.
okay.
Yeah, he's with his brother.
Yeah.
He'll play. But yeah, I cannot wait for the new CBA and this loophole is closed. This LTIR loophole. I can't wait. Because I hate it.
I
I get
wouldn't be
why they
surprised
do
if they go
it.
with Petrangelo, though, instead of Stone.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see who. Canada hasn't announced a replacement yet. We're a week away.
I think they're waiting to. Well, they
See if
have
Doughty can do it.
until the 10th, I believe, is when they
Yeah.
have to.
They're
And I
seeing if
think,
Doughty can
yeah,
do it.
they're going to take Doty, I think.
Well, there's a chance that, Doughty's not in game shape, and then I think it'll be
Well,
Ekblad or weaker.
have you
But
seen his first three games and the minutes he's been playing?
no.
He's like mid-20s already.
Okay, it'll be
So
Doughty,
he's
which will be
playing.
cool. I really like Drew Doughty. He's an important part of my childhood, so I hope he makes it.
I think
He's
they'll
still
give him
pretty good.
that honor, seeing as he was part of the Olympic teams and he's still good and playing heavy minutes when he's come back, so they'll give him that honor, in my opinion. Okay. Which trade do we want to start with? Do we want to start with the breaking news
Luka, it's
ones?
got to be Luka.
Okay. Yeah, so context. I'll give my story of how this trade got broken to be.
Yeah, I have a funny one too, but you go first.
I am driving Connor and a couple others to they're going to a house party to pregame, and then they're going downtown in IMO. So I dropped them off. I wasn't going in. I was just going home. I didn't want to spend money and go out. So I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna I'll DD you guys and then I'll go home. So I drop them off, start driving back to my place. I'm about like a 10-15 minute drive back to my place. 2 minutes into the drive, our group chat starts calling. And I'm like, the fuck? Why are we calling? Like, it's a video. I'm like, this only happens when we do drafts. So why is there a call going on? I'm just like, I'm ignoring it. Put my music back on, whatever. Then I get 10 minutes later, probably, I get like 2 minutes away from my house and I get a call from my buddy. And I'm like, what are you calling me about? If he's calling me, I'm like, okay, he's like drunk and he's just like fucking with me. And he's like, did you just see this trade that went down? And I'm like, no, I'm driving. What's up? And he's like, Luka Doncic just got traded to the Lakers. And I'm like, nah, you're lying. Stop it. He's like, no, I'm not lying. He got traded. Like, do you want me to? I'm like, no, you're lying. And he's like, no, you want me to read the full package? I'm like, sure, but you're lying. And he's like, it's Luka, what, Markieff Morris and Maxi Kleba
Yeah, who cares and who cares?
for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first round pick. And I'm like, no, they're like, you're lying. He's like, I'm not lying, dude. I 100%. I get home, I check my phone, and it's fucking real. And I'm like, what in the actual fuck did I just witness?
It
You
was
can go with your
insane.
story now, but before you.
I was like you, I was behind. I was watching the Royal Rumble on tape delay. I had my phone in my pocket because I love the Royal Rumble. That's the only WWE thing I love unconditionally because I like the surprise, who's going to return, who's going to. So I was watching Jey "Yeet" Uso win the Royal Rumble.
I got dragged into watching that as well.
Yeah. By the way, what a
What do you think of
stupid
speed?
ass
What do you think of
decision.
speed?
I thought it was fucking awesome. I mean, he got killed. Like, he did not take it properly at all. There's a proper way to take a spear. Now, I appreciate speed because he does anything. He's so funny. He's got such good comedic timing. Like, showing it to. Explaining speed to my dad's 55-year-old friend was easily the most comedic part of my day. He just does, because no one over the age of 30 understands speed. I love speed. And he did his backflip and then got killed.
Side note as well. I asked Connor before. I'm like, all right, who's winning? And he's like, he picks CM Punk. I'm
So
like,
did I.
okay. I said to Connor, I'm like, nah, John Cena's
Ranger goal.
winning. I'm like, John Cena's winning. And he's like, no, you're not allowed to pick John Cena. That's too easy enough answer. So I'm like, fine, I'll pick Jey Uso to win. And then when they got to the final
Wow.
two, I'm just like, I'm him.
It's
No,
a
no knowledge
look.
of this really whatsoever. And I just
Well,
picked final two.
just a quick WWE segment here. Jey Uso was great, but he's like, how do I put this into terms? He's DeMar DeRozan. He's a great talent. He's not a number one.
Gotcha.
He should not be main eventing WrestleMania. Okay? He's very gimmicky. If he lost, it's like if DeMar lost his mid-range, he's nothing. If Jey Uso doesn't have his yeet, he's very little. But story for another day. So, I am watching the Royal Rumble on delay because it's on Netflix now, and we went a bit later because we were busy doing shit in the other day. Watch Jey Uso win. I'm like, okay, that's kind of mid. I go, I take my piss, I come back, I open my phone, and I get a text from one Kevin Pontius saying, "Are the Mavs insane?" And I'm like, "Oh, they must have dropped 150 points. I don't know if they were playing that night, but that was my first thought. Like they had like an insane game." And I'm like, "Okay." I open up my phone and I see the Shams tweet, and I kid you not, I stare at it for blankly for 2 minutes, having no idea. Just being like, I told my brother, who doesn't care about NBA, and he's like, "What the hell?" Because he knows how good Doncic is. I told my dad, who hasn't paid attention to NBA in 7 years, and he's like, "Anthony Davis isn't a Pelican?" That was kind of funny. But this trade, Nathan, it's in my opinion, the biggest in history. It is such a colossally stupid move for the Dallas Mavericks. Isn't that insane? Like, I'm sure you've seen this tweet. We're talking about Anthony Davis as if he's Hassan Whiteside.
Yes.
He's an all-world talent, a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's going to do really well there, I think, with Kyrie if he stays healthy, which you never know. And it's terrible. There are very few players in the NBA who you don't trade no matter what. Luka Doncic is one of those. He is a once in a generation type player for Dallas, a team that is not a destination in free agency for the most part. And you trade him for an old, declining, injury-prone power forward who, to put with your malcontent point guard, Kyrie Irving, who has a player option, so he's gone in the
Potentially.
offseason. No, I think he's gone.
See,
Or
I
he
heard
runs.
rumors that they might try and get LeBron over there. Or
Please.
KD. Or KD.
LeBron's not going to leave. He's got everything he could possibly want. He has a real co-star, and he's got his son as a towel boy. I mean, I can't believe they made this trade. LeBron's got 2 more years left, and then I'm going to have to deal with the Lakers are never going to be bad again for the next 15 years because they're already a destination. Now they have a real transcendent superstar that's going to attract players. I'm so pissed off at Nico Collins or whatever his name is.
Hammond, I believe it is.
It's not Hammond.
Hammond.
Nico GM of the Mavericks. You stupid idiot. And then his press conference where he's stuttering over himself and trying to deflect to Jason Kidd. And Jason Kidd staring there utterly miserable. I mean, how does this get approved? And then I
Nico
hear,
Harrison.
yeah, Nico Harrison. And then I hear the Utah Jazz, the brokers of this trade, didn't even know it was for Doncic.
Yeah, it was
Like
funny
you
because Danny Ainge
fools.
runs him and he's a
And he's
Boston
smart.
guy. Yeah.
Like he's not an idiot. I mean, like, it's just insane. I can't believe this has happened. I'm a bit of a LeBron. I have a ton of respect for LeBron, but I'm a bit of a LeBron hater at times. Just bought himself a ticket to the Western Conference Final at the minimum.
Do I
He's got a real chance of permanently unseating Michael Jordan, objectively. I know a lot of people think he's
see
there already, but it's just
Joseph,
insane.
I like this trade more this year for the Mavericks than I do the Lakers.
Sure, if they win a chance, look, Anthony Davis is a great player. He could fit in perfectly there. He could be the Porzingis replacement they never replaced. Max Christie's got a lot of potential. You don't trade Luka Doncic for Jesus Christ himself. You do not trade Luka Doncic. You can't. Think of all, they lost 500,000 Instagram followers. How many of those are Slovenians or
Did they
Europeans?
actually? The Mavs?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
How many European fans have you just lost? How many merchandise sales have you just lost? How many viewers are you going to lose now for regional games? I mean, they're still going to be good. I mean, NBA's fixed their ratings problem because D Doncic and LeBron is box office, no matter what you think of either player. It's just insane that this would happen. I'm shocked. I'm saddened. I just don't know what they were thinking.
I feel terrible for Mavericks fans. Holy, like, did you see the funeral they were having for him outside? They brought a coffin?
It's been a tough couple months for Dallas fans. This is what you get for killing Kennedy.
Like, man, how do you give up already debatedly the best scorer in the NBA?
And God, just
Probably the
quickly,
best offensive talent in the NBA. Like, yeah.
and then pass it off on his conditioning. Are you insane?
He,
Like
you're blaming
you
his con.
lose that you lose that argument the second Anthony Davis comes back in return. The second.
You're blaming his condition.
Durability.
You're
Are you
blaming
insane?
his conditioning, and yet he still gives you 39 and 9 a game.
Bro,
28, 9 and 9 average, I think, for his career.
if If Dave Blunt's gave me 39-9, I can assure you I wouldn't make one comment about his weight. God, it's just stupid. And then while defense wins championships, Anthony Davis ain't a defensive player of the year candidate no more.
Not
He used
quite.
to be. I
He's still
mean,
very good defensively, but he's not.
sure.
I wouldn't put him deeply. No.
Sure. But they still could be really good. They're still on the fucking finals last year. And you still have a couple Hall of Famers on that team. It's just terrible for Dallas fans. I feel really bad for them.
Like, to me, you need a number one on a championship team. Every championship team has a definitive number one go-to option. I don't think Kyrie and AD are good enough to be number ones on a championship team.
Yeah, but like in aggregate, them together, is that a number one?
Yeah, that's the only thing that
Yeah, Billy
maybe
Beane got a
qualifies.
replacement in the aggregate. And Max Christie's a good player too. I mean, you look back, I remember Tim and Sid used to make this point plenty of times. The only team since like 1980 in the NBA not to have like a definitive number one is like the 04 Pistons, I think.
Yeah,
Their
probably the
best
Pistons.
player was Ben
Chauncey
Wallace,
Billups,
or
probably.
Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups, or whatever. Like, you need a number one. The Raptors didn't have a number one, and they got Kawhi and they won. So, stupid ass trade. Those spoiled Laker fans who have literally had 50 years of great teams with a couple of shitty years in the 2010s. They go from Hall of Famer to Hall of. How do you go from
Kobe to
Showtime Lakers?
LeBron.
Well, even before that, how do you go from Magic in the Showtime Lakers to a couple years later, Kobe?
Then you get
Co
Shaq.
Shaq and Kobe. Well, Shaq, then Kobe. I guess they were more or less the same time. And then Pau Gasol, Kobe, they got those two more rings. Then a couple shitty years. And then LeBron, you win again. And now you have Doncic because LeBron's only got 2, 3 years left maximum. I know
Yeah.
he likes to pretend he's retiring every year, but he's probably got
I
two
think he's got
years
2 years,
left.
yeah. Like this year next is what I'm gonna say with LeBron.
Luke is what, 26?
25.
27? 15 years right there. Minimum 10. Why would he go anywhere else? Fools.
I saw a really good tweet. The Lakers traded Lonzo Ball,
Oh God.
Kyle Kuz or not Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, those first round picks, whatever, for Luka Doncic and a championship. Like, what the
Although
fuck?
a lot of it's weird. A lot of Laker fans don't like acknowledge that the bubble run. It's
Yeah,
kind of weird.
I
I
don't
know
know.
when you can pick and choose championships and you can rank them. Can't say I can experience that for any of my teams, but it's cool.
Yeah. I Nico Harrison, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, he's an
Especially when
idiot.
like he was having a good year. Like he had a great year last year, I thought too.
Yeah, they
Like
didn't give up anything for Kyrie.
traded PJ Washington for PJ Washington last year, went to the finals. I believe they brought in Gafford too last year.
Yeah,
Like they were
they
cooking.
were just stopped by like a generational hot streak on offense by the Celtics.
Pretty much.
Generational efficiency. I don't know, just a
And
stupid ass trade.
like how his logic was like, oh, and he's like, yeah, we're set up better now for now and the future. No, you're not.
Oh,
Luka
he's
Doncic
old.
is your future.
80's 31 and can't stay healthy.
Luka Doncic just carried your ass to the finals. What?
And Kyrie
And
very well could be gone next
are you
year.
saying you're better set up for the future because you brought in, let's say, Christie in the first round pick?
Come
That
on,
first round
man.
pick is no longer you valuable that they have Luka Doncic. It was gonna be valuable when LeBron and AD were gone, but now you have Luka, who's gonna be in his prime. That pick is meaningless now.
Yeah.
Meaningless.
I would be shocked if he's not fired in a year.
Oh my God, if they don't win a championship in the next 2 years, he's gone. 100%.
It's funny. There's a YouTuber I like to watch sometimes. He does like Sims after trades. And in his first year, Sim in NBA 2K, Dallas won. So, I mean, you never know.
Yes, yeah, I've seen a couple of those videos as well,
I
yeah.
mean, they should walk to the conference finals. I mean, depending on how OKC does and where they're seated in the bracket. Really, there's no excuse for them not to win a couple of rounds, minimum. So, anyway, that's
West
all I
is
have to
loaded, but
say.
yeah.
That's all I have to say on it. Just a stupid generally. And you box if you're good, if you're like, fine, we're trading him. He's on the block. You shop him to fucking everybody, because somebody could have beaten that package.
The Pettersson contract. Oh, where did that go?
Yeah, three full no move first 3 years, and then the
Yeah.
remainder is a 15 team no trade. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's fine. I like the contract still, but I'm gonna pull up the Jimmy Butler trade because that just happened as of today. Jimmy tweeted out, "Welcome to the Wild Wild West," and just like a song of "Welcome to the Wild
Well, he
West."
likes country music. That's
It's a country
one
song.
thing he likes.
Yeah. All right, Shams, give me the full trade.
And don't use the Kyle Anderson part, because that thing is dead.
Yeah, I'm gonna look for. Let me look Underdog NBA. They're normally on it. Where is
But the
this?
point is
Here we go.
with
Okay.
okay, go ahead.
So this, I guess, isn't. This has the Raptors in it, but I'll ignore it. So it's the Warriors getting Jimmy Butler, who is signing a 2-year, I believe, $112 million extension.
Oh, he's extending.
Yes.
I totally
Two
missed
and
that.
2 year, $121 million.
Oh my God, what an overpay.
Well, you kind of have to. I don't know.
No, you don't. He's 35.
Oh well. Steph doesn't seem that happy right now, so you gotta keep him happy.
Yes, I agree.
The Heat are getting Andrew Wiggins, PJ Tucker, I guess Kyle Anderson for now, and a first round pick. I believe it's protected. I don't know what exactly. And the Pistons are getting Lindy Waters, Josh
Who?
Richardson, and a second round pick.
Okay. Wow. That's the I thought he wasn't going to sign in New or Golden State.
That was the reports
Well,
today.
I'm sure
Or
they
sorry,
showed
the
him the check that they were going to give him, and he's like, "Oh, that's okay. This is $30 million more than I'm worth." God, $61 million to play 50 games a season. That's insane.
60 and a half, I guess, but yeah. Oof.
That's nuts. That's and he's
Also,
God, he's not even that good anymore. I mean, and he's not a shooter. This is going to be weird.
just quickly, side note, what are the Raptors doing? There's apparently like neck and neck in getting Brandon Ingram with the Hawks.
I fucking love Brandon Ingram, and I think he'd fit so well. Can he
Really?
stay healthy? No. But I think he'd be a perfect fit alongside Scottie because he literally does everything.
Yeah.
Three-level scorer, he can shoot, he can pass.
Why not
He's
just go get
big.
Cooper Flagg then, though?
Well, maybe shut Ingram down for the year
Yeah.
and go full on tank. But back to Butler. I'm very interested to see how this works. Get rid of Wiggins. He was a distraction with his contract and his constant absences. The other parts of the deal, who really cares? It's all about keeping Steph happy. There's no excuse not to load up the best you can while you have Steph. I guess Draymond's still around. I'm interested to see how him and Jimmy coexist.
Yeah,
Those are
that's.
two big personalities.
Are you
So.
saying coexist together on the floor
No,
and
I
off
mean,
the floor?
not on the floor. I mean, what's Draymond nowadays on the floor? A good defender who can pass the ball a little bit.
Yeah, but Jimmy's not really a shooter either,
That's
so.
okay. He doesn't need to be. He can be a facilitator. He can kind of play point forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Curry's more off ball nowadays. It's going to be interesting because, again, you have to keep Curry happy. It's just that's a shit ton of money for a player who's known to be explosive when things don't go his way. Because he's now ran his way out of three teams. Chicago, Minnesota, Miami.
You could
Not counting
debate
Philly.
Philly a little bit.
Philly chose Tobias Harris. That's their
Yeah.
fault. I mean, it's explosive. I mean, I like watching Jimmy Butler play. He's good for the league when he's good. Hopefully he realizes, I mean, he just got what he wanted, a huge contract. Hopefully he realizes he's not the man. Because this is the first time in a while he hasn't been the man. So.
Probably back to the Philly days. Yeah.
And then before that, he was constantly the man. So hopefully he can adjust a little bit here because I don't think Warriors are title contenders even with this move. But you got to do what you can to keep Steph
I
or
think
Steph happy.
they can get in and win a round. They didn't really lose that many like key pieces necessarily. Like Wiggins is the biggest one, but Jimmy's an upgrade over Wiggins.
Jimmy and Wiggins back together in the news.
Oh yeah, I forgot
That's
about
funny.
this. Fuck.
I mean, I think Wiggins was vindicated a little bit with this Jimmy Butler thing. Like, I don't know how people work with Butler,
No, yeah.
especially at this stage of his career.
Like they still kept Podziemski, Buddy Hield's a shooter for them.
It's going to pay dividends for the Warriors. And you know Silver's happy that Steph has at least a chance to make a run. So we shall see.
I guess. Oh, Lonzo Ball is signing a 2-year, $20 million extension with the Bulls. I don't know
Good for
why
him.
they're signing him and not trading him, but here we are.
I think I heard that they wanted to keep him around.
Also, De'Aaron Fox dropped a 24-13 in his debut tonight.
Fucking Kings. My beam team. I really liked watching the Kings. Think they could think they'd redo the Haliburton deal now if they had a chance? How do you go from Fox and Haliburton to
Oh yeah, I
neither?
guess we haven't talked about this. I forgot to put this in the notes. The Fox trade.
Yeah, I mean,
Fuck. I totally was thinking I was missing something. That's what I was missing. De'Aaron Fox
oh yeah, your
goes.
boy, Wemby.
Yeah, goes to the Spurs. Team up with the boy Wemby. In exchange, I'll pull up the full package in a sec here.
The
Hold on.
Rangers have won.
Oh fuck.
I
So it's a
love the.
three-team deal. De'Aaron Fox and Jordan McLaughlin to the Spurs. In exchange, back to the Kings goes Zach LaVine, Sidy Cissokho, who has now been traded again, but we'll get into that in a sec. First-round pick from the Hornets. I believe it's protected pretty heavily. Likely going to turn into 2 seconds. It's top 14 protected, so yeah, they're not getting it. 2 seconds in 26 and 27. A first-round pick from the Spurs in 2027. A 2031 first-round pick from Minnesota.
2031 is being traded.
Yeah.
God, I'm ancient.
A 2025 second from the Bulls, a 2028 second from the Nuggets, and a 2028 second from. Oh, I guess the Kings get their 2028 second back. And then to the Bulls go Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Kevin Huerter, and their own first round pick back this year. I believe it was protected anyways, but they just get it back in full.
Yeah, I love De'Aaron Fox. I couldn't think of a more perfect fit alongside Wemby. I know he's not really a shooter, but he's so fast.
The only one who I think is realistically more like could be available and is a better fit is LaMelo Ball.
Yeah. God, fucking Hornets. God, what a joke of a franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his running bait for the next 10 years. Fox, I mean, I love De'Aaron Fox. He's one of the most entertaining players in the league when he's going. He is like, I don't think I've ever seen, I think he quite possibly is, like, in terms of foot speed, the fastest player in NBA history.
Got to be up there.
He's an excellent passer. He's a phenomenal defender. I wouldn't call him a shooter, but it's not like he's not like Ben Simmons. It's in his repertoire. He can do it. The Kings totally fumbled. They could have had the backcourt of the decade in the West, and they totally blew it.
Yeah, they traded essentially
Sabonis.
they've
And then
traded
they just traded for Valanciunas. What the fuck?
Fox and Haliburton for Zach LaVine and Domantas
If it was
Sabonis.
2018,
Not
I'd be
great.
happy.
Not great.
No, I mean, and Levine's not going to be there long. I wouldn't think.
Well, I think no, because they're still trying to win now. That's the thing. Like,
Well,
that's
that's
kind of
not going
why
to
they got
happen.
LaVine back.
And they've been playing better lately since they got rid of Mike Brown.
I just think Fox, they kind of realized he wasn't going to sign and they had to move him
Sure,
while his
yes,
value was
I
high.
realize that. God, so stupid. I mean, Haliburton and Fox, and you blow that. I mean, and Sacramento will never be a destination. So, I mean, they're always going to be third. No, they're fourth fiddle in California. Lakers, Warriors,
Warriors,
Clippers,
Clippers, yep.
them. They're fourth fiddle. And then there's Arizona not far away from them. And Las Vegas, I'm sure, will get a team eventually. I mean, if you're thinking relocation, that's a team I'm watching.
Yep, fair enough.
So, I mean, stupid ass trade for them, but Wemby gets what he wants. You know, the league is happy. Wemby is now has a real partner, and we all like Chris Paul, but he's not what he used to be.
Yeah. This trade I like for the Spurs a lot. They didn't really give up that many that much. Like they gave up a lot of draft capital, but they didn't at the same time, considering like this Hornets pick, probably 2 seconds, whatever. Their own 2027 pick, you gotta think they're a contender by then with Wemby and Fox now. Or at
I hope
least a
so.
playoff contender, maybe not finals contender, but so
I'd
that doesn't really
not.
matter.
I'm never betting against Wembanyama in a short series.
The 2031 first round pick from the Timberwolves maybe could be something. We don't know. It's too far out. But if you don't think Ant's going to sign there, maybe, I don't know. And then 3 seconds. It's essentially two firsts and 5 seconds is what this deal is going to turn into. I don't like it for the Bulls also. How are you giving up Zach LaVine and only getting your trade protected first back? Like, I feel like you should at least get one more first as well, but is what it is. I believe they're going to trade Zach Collins, Trey Jones, and Kevin Huerter again, or at least try to. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Spurs win though. Like Wemby's got his running mate. Can you now time to fill out the rest of the roster
That's a
around them?
scary, scary thing.
And the fact they didn't even give up Castle too.
Yeah.
That's really big for them. Because I would
Vassal?
like,
Devin
huh?
Vassal? Devin
No,
Vassell?
Stephon Castle.
Oh. Okay.
And Vassell too, even that for that matter. Yeah, time to fill out the rest of the roster on the Spurs now.
Okay.
And now,
I only have one more NBA point to make after you're done, and then we can move on if you like.
well, we got two more trades breakdowns still,
Okay.
but they're not that deep in detail.
It's not that deep, bro. It's not that deep.
Do you want to go over them or
Sure, we'll go
what's
quick
okay?
because for God, we're so far in already.
Kuzma and
Oh
Middleton
yes,
get
I need
flipped
to talk
today.
about this. Yeah.
That is where is it? Here we go. Middleton and AJ Johnson and a pick swap to the Wizards for Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr. in a second. It's all right for the Bucks, I guess. I don't know. Like Middleton's kind of holding stuff, but I would assume Middleton is going to get bought out by the Wizards
I
next,
hope
right?
so. That'd be a shitty way to treat a franchise legend. I know he's not what he used to be. But Kyle Kuzma, he's a good player, but he's kind of like D'Angelo Russell, where he thrives on really bad teams, but once he goes on a good team, you don't know what you have. He's kind of a street ball kind of player. And he's a head case as well, so we'll see how it goes. I mean, apparently Giannis signed up on it.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
So I'm a huge Chris Middleton fan. I think he will probably go down as one of the most underrated players in the history of the league.
Oof.
Because they do not win in 2021 without him. He made the clutch shots at the end, not Giannis. He got them there. He had those buzzer beaters. He was a number two to Giannis when they desperately needed it. So I hope he gets bought out and he can go be a role player on a good team somewhere else. But his number will be retired. He'll be remembered fondly in Milwaukee, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sucks the injuries what derailed him because
Yep, and a
yeah
true throwback.
after 2022 I believe when they lost to Boston, that's kind of where it started to fall off for him. So
Yeah, a true throwback player, someone I can appreciate.
and then the last trade we were kind of touching on it, Jonas Valanciunas gets traded to the Sacramento Kings. In exchange, the Kings give him City Sissoko, who was traded in the Fox deal, and two second round picks, a 2028 Denver second rounder and their own 2029 second rounder. Meh.
I mean, Valanciunas is what he is. Probably the most average center in the league.
I hate this for the sake of my fantasy team because now he's playing behind Sabonis. I would have loved him on the Lakers, to be honest. That would have been a great fit,
Well,
but
Sabonis not gonna play power forward.
no. It'll
Okay.
be they'll go their starting lineup is probably gonna be Monk, DeRozan, LaVine, Keegan Murray, Sabonis.
Man, if this was 2018, I'd be thrilled. But you know, punt.
Yeah, I get. I get. Oh,
They're just not good.
they're both Lithuanian. I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's right.
And
Welcome
hey,
to
DeRozan and
Lithuania.
Valanciunas back together again.
Just bring back itty bitty ballers and we're all chilling.
Yep.
God, Valanciunas. I always felt a little bad for Valanciunas in Toronto. Did everything they asked of him and then just turfed. In what
Okay,
was a
fair.
great trade in the end.
Your last NBA point?
I don't remember.
Oh, all right.
Wasn't
Trade
that
debt
important?
trade deadline tomorrow. I wish my Kevin Durant to the Warriors take panned out that I put in the group chat, but nonetheless.
Yeah, he didn't want to go there. I know him and Draymond have problems, so that was probably it.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like they've cleared the air a little bit though, so I don't know.
Draymond's got
Maybe
problems with
he's just
everybody.
like he realizes he can't go back, but here's what it is.
Well,
Super Bowl.
he probably realized his legacy can't take
Yeah,
that
that's yeah.
hit.
Super Bowl. Time to get those predictions in, Joseph.
Yep.
What black magic do the Chiefs pull off to win this time?
I think they're going to win.
I do too, but I'm sticking with my pick of the Eagles.
I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs to win 27 to 20.
Perfect, because my that means I'm going to win because I've been near perfect in the playoffs.
Yep, no, I haven't been. This is not a reverse jinx, Nathan. No. Definitely not. I don't know. They're just riding such a wave. They're just clicking at the right time. They've been incredibly lucky. I just think they're better than Philadelphia in a lot of places. I don't know how good Jalen Hurts is going to be. I think they are better coached. I think their defense has been at least decent lately. It's in New Orleans, which isn't that far from Kansas City. So I think they're going to have a bit more of a home crowd. It's going to be indoors, so the weather's not going to be a factor. And I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. Just not doing it. I've
Yeah.
failed too many times
That's kind of
with devil magic.
See, I predicted this Super Bowl at the beginning, but I picked the Eagles to win because they were my pick before the year. But now that we've got here, it's like shit. How do I really pick against the Chiefs in this game? I'm gonna do it. I still think they'll probably win, but I'm gonna pick the Eagles, for the sake of it. Yeah. Ugh. Saquon's got
Sucks.
to go nuclear, but the
Yeah,
problem is the
he's the
Chiefs' run
most
defense.
important player.
But the problem is the Chiefs' run defense is good.
You get him involved in the passing game then. See, he's a dual threat.
The Chiefs give up the eighth least amount of rush yards per game.
It's a concern. I mean, you just don't know. Do you trust Jalen Carter not to be a fool and do something stupid like he does most games? Do you trust their secondary not to get torched, the Eagles?
But the
Do you
like the
trust
Eagles,
Jalen Hurts not to overdo things?
I don't necessarily worry about the Eagles defensively. I think it's more Jalen Hurts throwing the football is what's scaring
Yeah.
me because he hasn't been that good at it this year. But
He'll be out for revenge. Can you
yeah,
imagine he goes to 0-2 against Mahomes in the Super Bowl? That's his
that
legacy. It's a big
yeah,
game for him. Big
that'd
game
be
for Sirianni.
big game for everyone because it's the Super Bowl, Joseph.
Yep.
But
Yep, I mean, God, I don't know what I'm gonna do for the Super Bowl yet, if I'm gonna go out or do something, but first Super Bowl I've seen in a few years since the Bengals and Rams, because I usually work on Sundays, but not this time around. So we'll see.
What?
Should we do a prayer?
I gotta come up with my score prediction here. 27-23 Eagles.
Okay.
They'll find a way to win. Maybe like
I'm
a late
27-20.
Sa maybe like a late Saquon rushing touchdown wins it.
Okay, I'm 27-20 for the Chiefs. All right, Nathan, let's put our hands together.
Wait,
Oh,
are we doing it like this or
whatever, I don't care.
okay.
I still have my mic here so I can be articulated. Oh, please, football gods, heavens of the gridiron and the rulers. Please allow the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in their devil magic. Have Saquon run aplenty. Have Jalen Hurts be efficient. Have Dallas guards outduel the evil Travis Kelce. Have Taylor Swift go home in tears so she can write her next album about it or whatever. Who cares? I'm sure she's already got one cooking because she doesn't like being off the charts for that long. Please, will Andy Reid not win so we can just go to McDonald's or wherever he wants to go to, because I know he likes McDonald's. He said that like six times for some reason. Please, Jalen Carter, keep your temper in control and not take any stupid penalties. Please, New Orleans Superdome, don't have another power failure like you did 12 years ago or whatever that was. If that happens, I am quite literally getting out a Ouija board and asking the devil to save us. Please, please. Please, Lord, please, Roger Goodell, please, NFL referees. I cannot do this no more. Three straight. God, if he gets three straight, he's going to be insufferable. God,
Can I add something to this
yes, you
quickly?
can. You can.
And please do not let Kendrick Lamar have a bad halftime show where he just completely disses Drake the entirety of it.
Well, I got bad news for you. That's exactly what it's going to be. I
I'm
mean,
not
I hope it's a proper half. You can play Not Like Us if you like, but you
I
know,
love
do a few other
Oh,
things.
he will because he just won a shit ton of awards with it at the Grammys, but I like Kendrick. I'm not excited for him in the Super Bowl. weirdly enough.
No, I mean, God,
I don't
please,
think he's going to
please,
translate
God.
well.
We'll see,
But
because I mean, Eminem did well a couple years ago.
wrap up the prayer.
In the name of Tom Brady, of Rob Gronkowski, of Antonio Brown, of other people who have beaten Patrick Mahomes in their career, of Patrick Mahomes Sr.'s DUIs, of Jackson Mahomes' retardation, of Brittany Mahomes' off-puttingness, I ask you, football gods, to deliver us a Philadelphia Eagles victory. Amen.
Amen. Believe we just sat through that, but we did.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when the Raptors were in the finals. I don't know if you watch Urinating Tree, but he did something similar.
When Eminem and them were in it a couple years ago, I think they worked. They
That was also
their
like six people.
yeah,
Dr. Dre was there.
their styles, I
Snoop
think,
Dogg.
worked for rapping and Super Bowl. I don't think Kendrick's style
Well,
works
he's
for
not
halftime show.
really a performer. He gets by on his lyrics. Sort of.
Yeah, kind of, like he's good lyrics, but he's not vocally maybe the best. I don't know. But he puts on a show. He knows how to put on a show. So I'll give
And
him
that's what's important. And he's going to get the viewership is going to be insane. Bad day to beat Drake.
You know what would really get the viewership to be insane is if Taylor comes down from her booth and
I'll literally kill myself.
would you turn it off?
No. I'm not like at the end of the day, I don't really care that they show her. I mean, of course they were. She's guaranteed money. She's infinite money glitch. It's when I see her on the field after the game, it's like, oh God.
I've
And
heard,
Travis Kelce, it's not like Travis Kelce's likable either. He's
yeah.
not his brother.
I've heard people like bid like, oh, let's do, like they probably like they're transitioning the Kendrick Not Like Us like a minor into Taylor's like song, one of Taylor's songs.
Which one? Well, because she
I
was
think Bad
involved in that,
Blood.
because Drake dissed her a little bit in one of them, like Taylor Made Freestyle or whatever it was.
I think it's Bad Blood, I want to
No,
say.
you got bad blood. You got problems.
Or I forget what song it is. But anyways, they've made transitions and they're begging her to show up because Kendrick and her are buddies, so.
Yeah, I mean, she'll do it eventually. She'll be a halftime show eventually. She's too big of a star not to. I mean, who was it? Was Rihanna last year or was that the year before?
2 years ago.
Who was last year?
Usher.
I like Usher, but he's at this point of his career, he's not A-list. Like,
No.
there's only like so like unless you like bring Justin Bieber out of the wherever he is nowadays, or Harry Styles, but that's like not even like.
Well, see, and remember a couple years ago when the Kaepernick stuff was going down, and a lot of black artists were like, I'm not doing the Super Bowl kind of thing with the way he's got mistreated kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and then Eminem brought everybody out and basically has a big F you to Goodell.
Well, no, it
I
wasn't
mean,
Eminem. It was Dr. Dre
yeah,
and
well,
Snoop.
Eminem is Dr. Dre.
Or
They're
I guess it
pals.
was before. It was Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop, and Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. Now remember, it's a different time than it was 4 years ago. There's been a shift, we'll say. So, and we all know Goodell and the owners where they sit. So, end of the day, I just want to watch a good show. I want to watch some competitive football. That's been pretty good with the Super Bowl the past few years. It's been competitive at the very least. Has been a blowout in a long time. I don't even think there's been a blowout since your Seahawks. But
Chiefs Bucks, I guess you would say.
okay, yep. Please, 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 don't give me another Chiefs win. That's all
All
I got to
right.
say.
Wrap it up quickly in the MLB because we've already been at this probably for about hour 20 now, I think it's been. Hey, the Jays signed Max Scherzer. Where the
I thought
hell
you were
did
going to
that
say
come?
Pete Alonso.
No.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is fun.
This is fun. This is one of those where it could go incredibly poorly and I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
I want to have fun.
we literally have a Hall of Famer on our team. Maybe two if Vladdy's good enough, but
Nah, he's not there yet.
potential future Hall of Famer, but
He'd have to pick it up a bit. Yeah, this is great. This is fun. Max Scherzer is fun. to watch.
The
Like, I
vibes are
love
up.
that gif of him when he's like staring at the mountain. He's like, "You're mine, you fucking bitch, motherfucker. I'm gonna get
Yeah.
you." Like, that is just cool. That is just cool. I don't care if he puts up, if he starts 10 games and has a 450 ERA. I don't care. It's the thought that counts. So this is cool. And they need him. I'd way rather see Rodriguez in the bullpen.
Yeah.
10 times out of 10. So,
their,
you know.
Their rotation looks kind of nice. That's
and they need a bit of fuck you to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Like, what's their rotation now? It's probably
Berríos, Gausman.
Berríos opening day, do we think?
Yep. And we don't know what Manoah's going to be.
Manoah's not back until like mid-season.
Yeah, so it'll be Berríos, Gausman, Bassett. I think they're going to keep him.
Scherzer, and then
Bowden Francis. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Some injury concerns, but it's pretty good.
You got Yariel there if you need a spot start.
Yep.
You got Manoah back mid-season maybe.
Yep.
I still would have liked them to go get a lefty, but
I'm not concerned. Like, this is one where the fun factor just beats logic 10
yeah,
times out of 10.
Yeah, no, that's all. I agree on that.
So, like, I don't care. This is cool. They need this. I mean, I know he's old. I know he wasn't great last year. But, and I think they need a little bit of this. They need that attitude. They haven't really had that.
He's
since, like, the
he's a
Bautista
winner.
Donaldson years. Yeah, he's a winner.
He's
two-time
got,
champ.
Two-time, yeah.
Which people forget he was on the Ranger team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
was,
good for
the
Blue
pitch,
Jays.
Did he pitch in that series at all, or was he hurt? I think he was hurt.
I think he was a reliever, actually. If not, no, he started Game 7.
For...
Oh, no. I'm off my rocker. I'm thinking 2019. He definitely played in the playoffs. I think he was shut down midway through the World Series.
Right, okay.
Because he definitely has a ring out of it.
Yeah. Just looking through the other signings. Jorge Polanco, 1 year, 7.75 back to the Mariners. Weird.
Yeah, Mariners are weird.
Mariners are so weird. Nick Madrigal, 1 year, 1.35 to the Mets.
He's just super utility.
Jack Flaherty, 2 years, $35 million to the Tigers as of Sunday.
So that's a re-sign.
No, I don't.
Oh, no. He was there. He wasn't. Is he not a Tiger?
He's been there before, I believe.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I kind of like it, but I wish they would.
So do I.
I still wish they go get a bat. Like, I hope they get Bregman if the Jays.
Yeah. Are. I mean, that's where I'm expecting him to go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, off season.
Moving
off season. Like, good Lord. It's February.
Almost there.
We got spring training this month.
Ryan Brazier got traded to the Cubs because the Dodgers DFA'd him. Hey, Randall Grichuk signed a 1 year, $5 million deal with the D-backs.
I liked Randall Grichuk as a Blue Jay.
Yeah,
I'm well aware of his flaws.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I enjoyed having him around. Sometimes I miss just having guys who would just sell out for power every game instead of this opposite field bullshit they've been trying to do the past few years.
Harrison Bader, 1 year, $6.25 million today to the Twins.
Okay. Just good defense. I mean, you can't
Helps
expect...
with Buxton's injuries.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't expect him to play in the field anymore,
mm-hmm.
at least on a consistent basis.
And that's really it for the MLB signing, because it's at the end.
You know what? Ross, Mark, I'll give you credit here. You've salvaged this, man. You've done well for
yourself.
And
if they get Alonso,
this
might be a good offseason. If they,
actually, you know what, Nathan? It's already a good offseason.
It is. I would, if they get
it's
Alonso.
It's not great yet.
If they get Alonso, I'd call it probably an A.
Yeah, I'll send him an apology note.
Yeah, they get an A if they sign Alonso, and then if they get a Vladdy extension as well,
A+.
I would give it an A+.
I think they're at a solid B+ right now.
Maybe
I would like one more
plus if you get a Vladdy extension. Honestly, it might just turn into
well,
A+.
Hector Gomez, who has maybe like a 40% success rate, says it's close.
I think he's pretty accurate when it comes to the international guys.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. I would very much like him signed in the near future.
I would just
with
go up
one
to
more
like,
bat.
Go up to like 435 with an opt-out at like year 5.
I mean, it's not my money. I mean, well, it kind of is because I have a Rogers plan, but
you're funding the contract, Joseph.
I know,
so
I am.
As am
I know. Well, they'll hike it anyway. It doesn't matter who they end up signing. But yeah, I'm looking forward for the first time in a while. I'm looking forward to the baseball season
Yeah, no,
because I kind of fell out of love with baseball past year or two, I'd say.
I'm
Just been just being how frustrated I was with the Jays.
weirdly back in on the Jays. Like, I think
Because
they're gonna be good this year.
baseball was my favorite sport to play.
Yeah.
2015 run hasn't been eclipsed by anything in terms of entertainment. From August, from trade deadline on, nothing's eclipsed
Oh,
that
like you're
run for
talking
me.
just Jays or
Yeah.
like, okay. I was gonna say favorite team wise, but the Raptors 2019 eclipsed that for me.
In terms of success, definitely. I enjoyed the Blue Jays more than anything in my life.
Fair enough.
That was so much fun. Part of it's also being 14, but you look on a little better 10 years later. Ah, 10 years later. Oh my God. But yeah, good for you, Ross and Mark. Hopefully the fans will ease up a little bit.
I think I already have, to be honest. I can't think of anything else the rest of this episode.
Four Nations next week.
Next
We're gonna
week.
have to figure out our schedule because I really want to watch that game.
Yeah, so I think we'll record Tuesday probably, right? If you can.
Okay, maybe we'll see.
Monday or Tuesday then, probably.
Yeah, something like that. I know people, there's been more as it's gone along, more people are shitting on the tournaments because there's the Russia simps and the people who are afraid. Like, I know a lot of Canuck fans are all out on it because one, there's no Canadians on the Canuck or no Canucks on the Canadian team, and Hughes
Well,
is now hurt and they want him to
okay,
miss
yeah,
it.
go
But
ahead.
I'm just looking forward to it. I need this. I need this.
I
I can't get by on the World Championships. I need more.
heard the Flames. I don't know if you saw this, but I saw something about the Flames, like Flames Nation, whatever. Like
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're
they
talking
were
about.
saying they're not cheering for Canada because
That is
McDavid's on it.
so
Shut the
stupid.
fuck up.
That is,
Shut.
I would trade. Well, okay, hold on. I should choose my words very carefully here. But I would cheer for anyone below a terrorist if they were playing on that team. Dude, I'm cheering for Mitch Marner, and I can't stand Mitch Marner. I cheer against Mitch Marner every year. But I want him to do well. I want him to do great. Jesus. I mean, if Pittsburgh fans are able to accept Sidney Crosby after what he did to them did to America in 2010, we can accept rival players on Team Canada. I'm cheering for Mark fucking Stone, assuming he's being there, and I hate Mark Stone.
I'm cheering for Brad Marchand, and everyone hates Brad Marchand.
I have a begrudging respect for Marchand.
He's growing on me a little bit,
Yeah, a
but
little bit. Like
he's still
I love people
Marchand.
who are just in character and they're just like, yeah, I'm like Corey Perry. Like I love Corey Perry. I love all his antics.
Okay, yeah.
Go
But
to
yeah,
fucking Bennington.
that take was terrible.
Yeah, like
The
you're such a little pussy ass bitch. I mean, and also like the 2022 series was 3 years ago. And
yeah, move on.
it's not like they cheated. Like they kicked your ass. It wasn't like it was close. Like Canuck fans
I
hate
got something
McDavid because they beat him and it was close.
I got something to ask you off camera too, but I don't want to talk about it on pod. But yeah, Four Nations next week, we'll get to it. NBA trade deadline will officially be wrapped up. Maybe there'll be another deal or two we can talk about, maybe of big significance. Maybe we're getting cl I gotta check the calendar in terms of when we need to start our MLB predictions, but we're getting close.
Soon. I
Yeah.
think like I don't think we need to do it before spring training necessarily. Like it can bleed into spring training.
I just want to go division by division,
Yeah, I
just
know. That's what I'm saying. Like if we
and
do
then
one
maybe
per
like
week,
playoff lead up
yeah, it
preview.
can
Yeah.
bleed into spring training is my point.
And then the Super Bowl will be wrapped up and we can talk about that and talk about the off season because it will be fully underway. Man, it's sad. I'm gonna have nothing to do on Sundays for the next little bit. That's the
I
thing
know.
that sucks about football season ending. You have nothing to do after on Sundays.
Hey, CFL's coming back.
Oh, whoop-de-doo, that's still like 4 months away.
Yeah. MLS. Whitecaps are going to be horrendously bad because
Are
they
they
just
actually?
lost Stuart Armstrong.
Are
He
they gonna?
their big signing last summer. He plays 10 games, takes 10 years to get into shape, gets injured, and now leaves for England this literally the second he could. He's not even going to a Premier League team. He's going to Sheffield Wednesday, which I
Are they?
guarantee you've never heard of in.
Oh, isn't this the team that only used to play on Wednesdays?
I would assume. I
And
mean,
now
they
they.
don't, they're not called Sheffield Tuesday. I mean, like it's fucking Whitecaps. I'm concerned that they're going to be horrible because there's the cloud of the ownership. BC Plate, they're never going to be. God, I've said this 8,000 times, but they're not going to be a destination. I mean, they haven't signed anyone good. in the offseason, and they just got fucked in the ass by one of their better players. So, you know, I'm not really looking forward to the Whitecaps this year. And that was too bad because they were really fun last year.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that wraps up. If you say so.
I'd say so too.
If you got this far, appreciate you listening. And we will catch you next week. Peace out.
Farewell.